96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You could be heading out on the town or just dressing for the day. Of course you want to look good. You want to look marvelous. Even sexy. But there are plenty of summer clothing trends that I know you want to try. But how do you know when you cross the line from sexy to sleazy? Well, we have a panel of opinionated fashion experts to help you get through that. My guests are Stara Pozeshkian. She is a fashion stylist. Fashion designers Kim Elian of the Kim Elian Collection and Tayshia Sen of the Tayshia Sen Collection. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're welcome to comment on my Facebook page at Harold T. Fisher. That's on Facebook.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHR. And I know you've been commenting all day on Facebook. Woo, boy, you guys have been talking quite a bit. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's the deal. What is the definition of sexy versus sleazy when it comes to clothing? Star, I'll start with you. How do you know the difference?
Well, I think the most important thing is that you have to have a balance, and that is, if you're going with a crop top, don't go with booty shorts. wear something.
But what if you have the booty for it? A bootiful booty.
Well, then balance it out with a shirt that's going to basically come down and cover your midsection.
Uh-huh.
You know, wear something a little bit more conservative up top if you're going a little bit, you know, edgier at the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's the balance of not going too skimpy all over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Same question. Same question, Kim.
I think I agree. I think one way to be safe is to focus on a focal point. You know, if you do have a great backside, if you want to wear some shorts, that's great. We'll wear it with a more conservative top. If you, you know, have a great midsection, I'm not a huge fan of the midriff bearing clothes, but if they're done well, you keep the hemline a little longer and the neckline a little higher, it can still come off as classy. But I think being classy is sexiest of all. So if you think you're showing a little too much skin, chances are you are.
Tayshia, what do you think?
I totally have to agree with the ladies.
Okay, we're done here because everybody's saying the same thing.
I definitely agree. But the talk about the midriff, we were talking about this earlier. It's a such thing as called the mature midriff, where you only show...
What is a mature midriff?
Basically, it hits around your umpire waist. So you're not showing your belly button or anything crazy. No, none of that. So just a little bit of slither, little hint of skin.
And that tends to be the spot where you're narrowest, too. Yeah. So
if you have a belly button piercing, a lot of folks still doing that.
Let's leave that for the 20 and the teens.
I don't know. I've seen a couple of 30s and 40s. So wait a minute.
It's a balancing act. Like she said, you can have a skirt to your knees, mm-hmm. a high-waisted skirt, and show a little bit. The crop top can be high, but just a little bit of skin.
Let's talk real quick about some of the trends this summer. You guys are heavily into fashion. This is radio, so I hope that you can be descriptive. What are we going to see for the ladies this summer that we may not have seen last year? Is it going to be colors? Everybody's wearing heels, so we know that's going to be in. I got that. But what? Give me one trend that you think is going to be hot this summer. Tayshia.
Well, the trend still is the black and white, but but I like the black and white with color, like different variations of orange is the hot color for
color
the
blocked out. You mean
color blocking? Yes, but the color for the season is orange. Different variations, so you can go with the coral, you can go with the blood, orange, just different shades.
Okay.
To give a pop of color with the black and white.
Okay, Kim?
Or the white and white.
Yeah,
nice
black
too.
And white is still hot, but there's also variations of it that's hot, like navy and white, blue and white. In prints, particularly, is very hot this season. We've seen a lot of that all season long.
Starra?
Well, I'm going to move off of the color and go to the fabric. I think sheer is actually very hot right now. Especially, you'll see it all over the red carpet and all these events for celebrities. And I think if it's done well, it's really, really, really hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But how sheer is sheer, and what is sheer? Is it sheer up top, sheer on the bottom? What?
Well, it could be all over. I mean, we've definitely seen Kim Kardashian rocking the, sheer from top to bottom.
Yeah, I saw her bottom in the sheer skirt that was on. But which is nothing new because everybody's seen her bottom. But that's...
right.
Did I say the wrong thing? But how do you do that sheer thing? Help me with the top sheer, because, I've seen that a lot. I've seen a lot of ladies with, sheer tops with the elaborate, ornate brassiere. Is that how they're working it now when they're heading out on the town, or what?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. And since we want to keep it classy, of course, undergarments are the key to making the sheer outfit look good. And when I wear mine, I like to do like a high waist bathing suit bottom. And, depending on what color the outfit is, if it's patterned or, if it's just a plain sheer, it's fun to mix in, like you said, the bra or the brassiere that has a little bit more of a pattern to it, or, whatever kind of design you want to add, pop a color to the outfit. Maybe you have like a white sheer shirt. You want to put an orange, bra underneath to add some color, like, she was saying earlier.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines and let's see what our listeners have to say. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. My producer is writing notes. We're going to share those in just a bit. Natalie calling from Woodbridge. Hey, Natalie, what's on your mind?
Hi. Hello. Hi. Good evening.
Good evening. So what's on your mind?
Sexy has many definitions, because my sexy is fully dressed and maybe a little bit of split, and I'm sexy with a turtleneck. And sleazy, my definition of sleazy is wearing an outfit to an occasion that just isn't right at all.
Now, when you say just isn't, define just isn't right, Natalie.
Okay, if you're going to... say a formal function, and you're supposed to have it's a black tie affair, coming with a mini skirt that is barely skimming the behind, stilettos that are just outrageous, is that sleazy?
Mm-hmm.
You can wear that same outfit to maybe a club or just a little shindig at home,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be okay. So everyone has a different definition of being sexy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And
I think I'm sexy in a turtleneck and a maxi skirt and a little pair of sandals, and that's sexy.
Okay. Well, Natalie, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Let's talk, ladies, a little bit about it: sexy versus sleazy. Natalie says, turtleneck, skirt, the whole bit with some sandals. Okay, I got it, but. Today's black tie affairs, folks are trying to, especially the ladies, they're trying to go in there and they are trying to pop. There's this picture that everybody's talking about of pop star Rihanna in this bronze colored goddess gown. She's got a little plumber crack showing in the back. But, the reality is we're talking Rihanna. I mean, she could wear a paper sack and be sexy. Is that kind of sexy for everyone, or is that sleazy for everyone, even Rihanna?
I think that it really depends. You have to know your style and own your style. I think a lot of things that Rihanna wears looks amazing from a fashion point of view, but you shouldn't really see that walking up and down U Street.
No, no.
So it's really about knowing yourself, knowing your style. Rihanna, she has her style and she knows what works. And she also wants to be provocative. I don't think every woman who goes to an event trying to look her best is trying to be provocative for showing, you know, a little bit of butt crack. I think they want to look their best. So you might want to leave some of the more daring things to Rihanna and dress what's best for you.
Okay. I need to take a break. When we come back, more of what determines sexy or sleazy? Is it your size? Is it your age? Is it your attitude? You know what they say, spandex don't love everybody. We'll be back in just a bit. Phone number 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
Nitrous infused.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about women's clothing and how do you know what's sexy and what's sleazy. My guests are fashion stylist Stara Pazeshkian, fashion designers Kim Eileen of the Kim Eileen Collection and Tayshia Sen of the Tayshia Sen Collection. All of them local right here in Washington, D.C. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's talk a little bit about what defines sexy. Is it your age? Is it your size? Is it your attitude? Because a lot of folks, we see a lot of full-figured women when they're strutting down U Street or strutting to work, getting on the subway or shopping at the mall. They could be wearing a potato sack. They could throw on some jeans. You know, they could be in a jogging suit. And no matter what their size, I think it really is about attitude. But is it a combination of all of those things? What do you think?
I think it's definitely a combination of all those things. That's a part of owning your style, you know. I think when you have an attitude and you rock it, I think that's one reason Rihanna always looks great is because she always has the attitude that goes with it. But I think getting back to that line between sexy and sleazy, mm-hmm. I think one huge point for me is fit. And that's one thing I always try to impress upon my clients is that when an outfit fits well, it's always going to look much better, and tighter isn't better. I often call this the Mariah Carey syndrome. Mm-hmm. What would normally be a beautiful dress if worn two sizes too small looks horrible. It looks terribly sleazy and cheap. But if you get it sized to fit to you, it would look amazing.
Okay.
I love Mariah, by the way, but her clothes are too tight.
Okay, so what is it? Is it attitude? And what part does age play into this also?
I think it's a combination of attitude and also, like she said, with curvy women, they're beautiful. They're beautiful inside and out. And sometimes just because they make it in your size don't mean you should necessarily buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of different fashions out there. I agree about the custom stuff. That works totally for women of all ages and all sizes.
Okay, Pasha, I want you to listen to this and give me your opinion. Okay, Gail posted on my Facebook page, you know from the comments and the looks that you get. Sexy draws smiles and open compliments. Sleazy draws staring, pointing, rude remarks, and in some cases, inappropriate touching. Sexy never gets touched. It's just admired. Star, true or false?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely true. I mean, people definitely, you know, they like to make comments when they feel it, when they look at someone and they're not wearing the clothes properly. And I think it really has to come to do with what she was saying with fit. I mean, if your clothes fit right and you are comfortable in your clothes, mm-hmm. then your confidence is showing.
Okay.
And that's sexy.
I totally agree.
Well, we're going to talk about looking good to yourself in the mirror, sexy or sleazy. If you are on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program Don't go anywhere. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. 202-319-7810-855-288-4876. Stay with us.